It's day 8 of October 15, that lovely, wonderful audio community month. And today's topic for day 8 is biscuits in bed. Really, who would you not kick out of bed if they were eating biscuits simply because you loved them so much or admired them so much or whatever? And I'm not going to go down the road of beauty or anything like that whatsoever, because I don't think biscuits in bed, yeah, okay. So I'm going to have my own take on this, and I'm going to pick someone out of all the people I could have picked. And I'm trying to keep classical music out of this octave or month, as I normally do. I normally try to stick away from classical music, and I am today also. But I'm just going to mention that for the reasons of conversation and storytelling, I would have not kicked Maria Callas out of bed, assuming she was still living, of course. Or maybe even Anna Nabretko, that wonderful young Russian singer who began her life cleaning the corridors of the great theatres of Russia in Moscow. Yeah, well, so that would have been some story, wouldn't it? How did that work? What did you hear in the corridors? Anyway, I'm not picking that. I'm picking someone who is older than me, who is now 70 years old, and was born the same month as me, and stays not that far away from me. And it's Maggie Bell, a wonderful jazz, bluesy singer, rock singer. Maggie just encompasses it all. And she was born, obviously, 70 year old, 1945. And she was born in Maryhill in Glasgow. A tough, tough area. One of the tough areas in Glasgow. One of the toughest, in fact. And Maryhill, if anyone who watches Taggart, you know the Taggart series? Well, the headquarters, the police headquarters, where Taggart was based in the series, was in Maryhill. It was Maryhill Police Station. So it was very, very apt. And they got Maggie to record the theme tune to that. And so it would be Maggie you would hear singing the intro and outro of each episode. But she was reared in Maryhill. My God, am I there, you know. And biscuits in bed. When Maggie was born, her family would have been very happy to have some biscuits to eat in bed, I can assure you. They didn't have much at all. But anyway, what a start Maggie is. And she started singing, I believe, publicly, you know, semi-professionally, I think, in some of the clubs probably, around 1967. She's still singing, I believe. I believe she's still doing gigs somewhere around the country. But anyway, yeah, well, after all, 70, that's not that old. It's only 5 years older than me, so, I mean, my God, that's pretty young. Anyway, and she done a lot of touring. She's sung with some of the biggest names in the world. She's had some great accompanists and guitar, people like Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, and many, many others, to be honest with you. She's just had such a wonderful life, but always stuck to her roots. And why would I want Maggie in my bed with biscuits? Because the stories she could tell right from when her early days that she can remember in Maryhill to when she began to realise she had a voice that people wanted to hear. Her early days and then singing professionally. As always with pop stars, rock stars or whatever, there's this entourage and your gigs and your groupies and whoever else is involved in touring round about. The stories that Maggie would be able to tell, and because she's a down-to-earth Glasgow girl, Glasgow lassie, I can just imagine the way she would relate the stories to me while she munched through the biscuits. I'd probably get in some decent stuff, you know, like digestives or something like that. I would just buy rich tea. But so I'd love to have Maggie Bell, super, superstar. Wonderful stuff. So, first up, I'm going to play you a track. Before I move on, I'll tell you that she sang, got to her big name, really got established with the group, the Glasgow group, Stone the Crows. And they produced some excellent stuff. And some, I'd had some great musicians for a very young Glasgow band. So anyway, I'll get to that at the end. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is After Midnight, and of course this is a cover of a 1966 song, and it was even covered by Eric Clapton amongst many others, because it's a pretty well known song. So anyway, After Midnight by Maggie Bell. That would be quite apt, eating biscuits after midnight, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay. The second track that I'm going to play from the wonderful Maggie Bell is one, it's also a cover, it's a cover of a 1959 song, As the Years Go Passing By, and it's a lovely bluesy track, really laid back, great instrumentals throughout, and a song also covered by a whole plethora of big names over the years. So I guess most people out there, unless you're very young, will have heard this song, no matter where you're listening from in the world. I just think it's a wonderful... It's Maggie Bell at her late night, midnight sessions where people have finished with the buzz, with the rock stuff, and just want to sit there with a drink and listen to Maggie lull them into submission before they get kicked out the door to go home.
Now my love will follow you give you all I own. That's one thing you can't deny. Thing you can't deny. Yes, my love will follow you as the years go passing by.
The third song I'm going to play is called Penicillin Blues, and this was written by that wonderful, wacky, crazy guy, another Glasgow man, Alex Harvey, of Alex Harvey Band fame. And I believe what actually happened was that Alex had heard Maggie singing and thought, you know, at a young age, she was just brilliant, and he referred her to his brother, I think it was Leslie Harvey, who was a musician, and they kind of got together and formed the band that was to become Stone the Crows. Stone the Crows disbanded in 1973 after, almost immediately after, Leslie Harvey was electrocuted. You know, these situations where people touch a mic or something and get electrocuted. Well, that's basically what happened. It's a damn shame. But anyway, this is the live version, or a live version, of that particular song, Penicillin Blues. And it's with the Stone the Crows and with the wonderful, talented Jimmy McCulloch. Jimmy leads in on this. And, you know, I've seen the videos of this particular track, and Jimmy looks like he's a 12-year-old schoolboy. I do not jest. He just looks so babyish with his off-the-time de rigueur clothes of mods, a wacky long-sleeve shirt and a very colourful pullover and his tie. But boy, could he play guitar. He did, in fact, go on to play with many other wonderful musicians, including Sir Paul McCartney and Wings. Yeah, there's one for you, Sarah. I bet you didn't know that. Well, actually, probably she did, to be honest with you. I never catch Sarah out. Anyway, so this is just a wonderful track. Penicillin Blues, Maggie Bell's out the way it should be. There you go. Biscuits in Bed with Maggie Bell. Doesn't get any better than that, lass.
Next thing I would like to do is a number called Penicillin Blues, which features Jimmy on guitar. We'll be right back. want you to